Just Thinking, About the State, by Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker. Founders Press, 2021, 189 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance, by Darren Bradley. Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker are co-hosts of the Just Thinking podcast. What can two podcasters say about the biblical role of government and how believers should engage with that government as they engage in the culture? Most podcasters might only be able to offer an opinion. However, Daryl and Virgil bring more than just an opinion to bear as they write Just Thinking About the State. They also bring knowledge and experience. Daryl has earned a CTM from and is a fellow of the Black Theology and Leadership Institute at Princeton Theological Seminary. Additionally, Daryl serves as the Dean of Social Media at Grace to You. Virgil has a Master of Business Administration, is a fellow of the Freedom Center, and currently serves as the Executive Director of Operations for G3 Ministries. In this book, Daryl and Virgil attempt to reveal what the Bible says about the government and how that impacts Christian engagement within the government process and with culture. Book summary. In the first three chapters, Daryl and Virgil establish a solid foundation for the biblical role of government. They then take a unique approach by comparing and contrasting the two most prevalent forms of government today, capitalism and socialism. The authors assert that government, as a creation of God, serves to curb evil and promote societal welfare, but it is not a panacea for all the world's problems. This understanding, rooted in God's sovereignty, is crucial for Christians to develop a comprehensive doctrine of government. The need for a comprehensive doctrine of government can be seen in how many Christians see socialism as a viable option for government. Daryl and Virgil state, "They mistakenly believe that societal egalitarianism is the primary goal of the gospel." About capitalism, they point out, "We don't believe that God is a capitalist, but we make the argument that the fundamental tenets of capitalism begin with the proper biblical worldview, the sovereignty of God, and the stewardship of man." In chapter 4, Daryl and Virgil remind their readers that Jesus is the Savior, not the government. To look to the government for salvation from the consequences of sin is to replace God with human autonomy. Chapters 5 and 6 deal with the importance of having a biblical worldview when electing people to government offices. Using abortion as the primary issue for reflection, they examine abortion from a general Christian perspective and from the Black Lives Matter perspective. It is the lack of a biblical worldview that has caused Christians to elect people who support abortion. The authors write, "Christians must begin to scrutinize political candidates against the objective truth of the Word of God and, consequently, cast our votes for those candidates within the framework of an objective biblical worldview and not as autonomous human beings." Chapters 7 through 9 deal with politics and the Black Church, reparations, and the Equality Act, respectively. Although they are looking at them from a Black person's perspective, the principles still apply because the authors are applying biblical principles which are not different for different ethnicities. The authors write, "But as Christians, we have an obligation to think clearly about these issues. Politics is theological. Scripture is clear that the goal for believers is to be equipped in such a way so as not to be tossed by every wave of doctrine." Finally, in chapter 10, Daryl and Virgil continue to press home the point that Christians must apply biblical standards to those they choose to elect. The authors state, "And one way we can do that is by being involved in the electoral process and to do what we can, as God gives us wisdom and discernment, to support godly policies and help elect men and women to office who embrace those godly policies toward the larger goal of showing the power of grace to overcome evil." Evaluation. Daryl and Virgil have done an excellent work developing a biblical understanding of the role of government and why Christians must engage in the political process with a biblical worldview. They have done so in a way that is easy to read, understand their points, and follow their arguments. They are compelling as they encourage Christians to be faithful to the sovereign God rather than sinful man. Besides the veracity of their arguments, the book has several other strengths. One strength that more authors should employ is the questions provided at the end of each chapter. These questions are designed to help the reader think through the information discussed in the chapter and allow the reader to self-reflect on the issues. At the end of chapter 10, the authors ask, "Why is it important to have a proper soteriology and Christology when engaging in the political process?" Another strength is the excellent footnotes provided. These footnotes will give readers who want to do more research on the issues a place to start. One weakness is their failure to include Abraham Kuyper as one of their sources. Kuyper's three-volume set, Common Grace, among his other writings, would provide an invaluable resource for those wanting to dig deeper into God's sovereignty, the role of government, and cultural engagement. Another weakness is that the authors did not comment on how believers should vote when none of the candidates seem to be a biblically viable option. Daryl and Virgil are right to exhort believers to govern themselves by an all-encompassing biblical worldview that applies to every aspect of their existence in this world. But how do they vote when one candidate is vehemently pro-abortion and radically pro-sexual orientation, and the other candidate, although a professing believer, conducts himself in a way that the church should bring him under church discipline? A few more pages in chapter 10 could have been helpful. This book was a joy to read, and Christians, no matter their political persuasion, should read it and allow God to use it to help them be more faithful to Scripture as they engage with the culture through the political process. Darren Bradley.